Good morning.
Yeah, I think it is.
This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and I'm not awake yet.
Cheesesteak.
Oh, I could use a cheesesteak. Oh, ooh, man. Cooking. They're cooking over there, and
breakfast
it smells
burritos.
So good. Yeah.
We didn't get any of the bacon.
Not yet.
Okay.
They're holding sausage for us, though.
Anyway, Miss Audra Hoy is with us, and she's being very, very patient over there.
She's probably thinking about food, too.
I'm actually daydreaming about coffee at the moment.
Coffee, as she holds her giant bottle of water. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate.
Exactly.
Yes. So I can go dehydrate afterwards with many coffees.
There you go. Worked, whatever, whatever. Clean the pipes, whatever. Anyway, you want to talk about the Aviation Business Park on the other side of the field.
I do. I think it's very exciting.
It is very exciting.
We have a beautiful 80-acre aviation business park here at Whitman Regional Airport that hasn't existed before. So we know what a great airport this is year-round. 500,000 of our closest friends know what a great airport it is 1 week of the year, and we want to see them come here for more of the year.
For every weekend.
Yeah, we've got a great airport here. So we've got more commercial and industrial space ready for businesses to come here, and we're ready to go.
And I guess runway accommodations are really not a consideration.
Yeah, no, we can handle anything here.
Literally.
Literally. Yeah. We have a great airport set up. Those non-intersecting runways, they're unique, and they make it so we can operate many things at a time. We've got those 80 acres, 50 acres of those are all automatically going to have taxiway access. And then the other 30 acres is perfect for, that's right across the street, and it's perfect for avionics manufacturers, whomever wants to be by an airport but doesn't necessarily have to have taxiway accessibility. And it's a great partnership between the city and the county that came together to make this happen. They all went, you know, we really could diversify our aviation industry here, and everybody came together and made it happen.
Well, that's amazing.
It's very interesting. What kind of businesses are you looking for?
Anything and everything aviation related. We would obviously love to see some major manufacturers come here or service centers come here, but we would love to see some aviation startups call Oshkosh their home. This is, EAA all started with home builders building airplanes in their garages and in their basements. That's aviation innovation at its heart. So we would love to see the gamut, anything from the startup all the way through the established business.
What do you think? Luder Aircraft Works?
Yeah. Why not? We can build paper airplanes.
Paper airplanes, yeah.
It's either that or little RC foamies. I mean, you know.
How long have you guys been working on this? I mean, I saw your overhead photo. It looks well along.
Yeah, this project has actually been nearly 10 years in the making from the ideation process. And construction started about 3 years ago. And as of about 3 weeks ago, the road is poured, the infrastructure is in. So we can now officially say we are ready to go. We are ready to stick a shovel in the ground and build a beautiful building for somebody.
Aha.
Perfect. I'll be right over.
We'll be right over.
Yeah.
Well, it's very interesting. Where did the idea for this come from?
You know, we're actually a quite heavy defense industry community with Oshkosh Corporation here in our backyard. And a few years ago, we saw that dip quite dramatically. Oshkosh Corp had a contract removed, and in turn, they laid off nearly 1,000 people. But it's not just Oshkosh Corp that affects, it's the supply chain here. It's a domino effect all the way down to all the suppliers, all the way through. And as a community, everyone went, we really need Oshkosh Corp is a staple for us, but we really need to diversify our industry so that next time that dip happens, because it will happen, it always does, we're more prepared for it. And instead of it being a nosedive off of a cliff, it's more of a jump off of a step, and we can ride it out a little bit better.
That's pretty, pretty smart thinking, because they always used to say feast or famine in the defense industry.
Oh, that's for sure.
And it definitely is. And so we want to see, we know we're good at aviation. We know we've got a great airport. We know we're good at it. So let's diversify that industry. We've got a great workforce here. Fox Valley Technical College is second to none in its pilot training, avionics, and maintenance.
Hey, Boeing, you hear that?
Yeah.
Come on over.
Yeah, we've got a great four-year institution. And as I mentioned to you, Dave, when you're off the air, we are the third busiest airport in the state, not including AirVenture.
Yeah, that surprises me.
Yeah, so outside of this week.
So that means you're busier than Milwaukee.
We're actually after. So it's okay. It's Milwaukee, Madison, and then us.
Wow.
So, and we're the busiest GA airport. So we're a very general aviation friendly airport. And we want people to set up shop here 52 weeks a year, so they don't necessarily have to bring their booth here 1 week a year. They have all their customers come to them.
There you go. They just rent a school bus and truck them over there.
Hey, there you are. That sounds like a plan.
That's a nice perk.
Yeah, it is. Hey, we're local. Come on and visit us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And who do they need to contact to get something started?
They can contact the Greater Oshkosh Economic Development Corporation. They can contact myself, Audra Hoy. They can easily track me down on various LinkedIn websites, you name it, I'm out there. But we would love to just have the conversation about what Oshkosh can provide and the region. It's a really strong region in regards to what, you know, we've got a beautiful Class D controlled field with no commercial service. Just to our south, Fond du Lac has a beautiful airport that's uncontrolled. And then just to our north, we have Appleton that has commercial service as a controlled field. So between our three airports right along Lake Winnebago here, we offer something. They can hop around, they can do different testing, they can do whatever they need to do right within a 5-minute flight to the north or to the south. So we have a great area.
And you can add the perk of water skiing and fishing on top of that.
Yep, and seaplane as well, because we've seen the Martin Mars this week in the seaplane base, we've got everything right here.
Well, that's a bit of a taxi from the business park,
but it
can be made to work.
It is true, but we can do it. We can get creative.
They're going to dig a canal.
Yeah. There's boat launches. We'll make it work.
There you go. Are there any restrictions on building size? Or I'm sure there's height restrictions. But
yeah, we obviously have height restrictions being around the airport. And we have, you know, aviation business park covenants and zoning to work within. But those are fairly wide open. There's not many restrictions other than height.
Okay.
So
no painting targets on the roof.
No painting targets on the roof. But you can always you can paint whatever else you want. Hey, welcome to Oshkosh, you name it.
Oh, no, over there.
Over there.
I was going to say, put an arrow, you are here.
Yeah, yep.
Land that way.
Have you had much interest expressed in this so far?
We have. It's been a really amazing week. It was, I had expectations coming into this week because I'm a dreamer and I always hope for the best. But they have blown me out of the water. I actually, after this, we've got a couple more meetings. The response is amazing.
Well, that's one. And then you're going to be sold out by next year.
A girl can dream.
Yep,
you know, and it's all about follow up. Here, everybody's super excited. We're in Oshkosh. The energy is contagious. We all know that. We just wake up smelling
Avgas
every morning, so we're all excited. Then people go home and they're going to get back into their normal routine. So follow up is going to be really key. But this week we've got some major excitement that's off the charts.
Wow. Are you a pilot?
I am.
I figured as much.
Should have known.
She's going to locate her house right on the corner there so she can.
Yeah,
she'll sit there with a cup of coffee and a pair of binoculars watching the airplanes.
Yeah. A cup of coffee and an L-39 in the morning.
I grew up on an air park, so that's that. I lived the dream as a kid. I got to go to school and then come home and hop in an airplane and go flying.
Oh, man.
So,
nice.
Yeah, I would love to go back to that. That was great.
Where was this?
Just in North Texas.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You're a long way from home, though.
I am.
It's a lot colder up here.
Yeah. But I'm perfectly acclimated to all climates. Now that I live here, I can handle the cold, and I can go to Texas, and I can handle the heat.
Oh, so she thinks.
Man.
Yes, anyway.
Yeah, you should have been with me at Warbirds over Delaware. It was a melt-a-thon. It was awful. Texas look cold.
That's Texas right there. Hot and humid.
Yeah.
And just, you know. A friend of mine who moved to Houston described it as going outside and putting on a wet comforter.
That's about right.
It's like, ugh. Anyway.
Well, so anyway, what are you going to do when this thing is up, built, and running?
Well, when it's full next week, we're going to...
Yeah, right. She's going to manage it.
No, we already have growth plans that we're talking about because we want to be prepared. Best case scenario is we are absolutely full and we need more space. So we already kind of have those plans laid out as when we are full, where are we expanding? Where are we growing? What needs to come first? So we're already having those conversations because... Hopefully that is a conversation we're having much sooner rather than later.
Okay. Are you doing incentives like buy now and we'll throw in an observation deck on top so you can watch Air Venture?
No. I mean, we have some great benefits here. We do sit in a foreign trade zone, so foreign trade is much easier. Wisconsin's a manufacturing state. We're the second largest manufacturing state in the nation. We've got a great workforce for that, but we also have a 0.4% manufacturing tax rate. So we're very competitive in the business space in regards to taxes for companies. Wow. So we've got some other benefits, some other funds, some other things that businesses can tap into. So no balcony.
Darn.
But
come on.
I can save you money elsewhere to pay for the balcony.
Okay. There you go. Now we're talking.
There you go.
Now we're talking.
I was going to say, I know very little about Wisconsin, but from what I've seen, the two biggest industries in the state, cheese and fireworks.
Yeah.
It's not a bad combination.
Don't forget beer.
Beer.
Don't forget beer.
Right. Oh, that's right. And motorcycles,
adult beverages?
Too.
And yeah. Yes, adult beverages.
Adult beverages, yes.
Yeah. Motorcycles.
Barley pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aviation. And it's funny, aviation's kind of our little, it's our hidden gem, and people don't, we have over 140 Boeing suppliers here in the state.
Oh my goodness.
And
wow.
Over 24,000 people work in the aviation industry in the state. So
I see, these are things I didn't know.
It's one of those little hidden gems.
Yeah, well, don't tell anybody.
I know, but we want them to come here.
Oh, Boeing to come here.
So they need to know.
There you go.
Break out the cheese and the fireworks.
I know.
That's right.
And the beer.
And that'll definitely get
Although the people drinking the beer should not be shooting off the fireworks because it's never a good combination.
Or flying.
Or riding
a motorcycle.
Or riding a motorcycle.
Oh, my goodness. And this state is way too restrictive.
Do you have a website where people can contact you?
We do. There's actually, and they can go to OshkoshAviationBusinessPark.com, and it'll take them right to the information on the park. And if they're interested in more about Oshkosh itself and what Greater Oshkosh has to offer, they can just go to GreaterOshkosh.com.
Very good. Very good. I want to thank you for joining us. This has been Audra Hoy of the Oshkosh. Wait a minute. There's the cheat sheet. Director of Business and Economic Development.
What a
title.
Yeah.
Do you get your own parking space? This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.